Okay, thank you, Rashid. I'm Teresa Carpenter. I'm a trade economist. I have two questions. I'll try to make them quick. The first is to William Davis in the context of dilemmas for industrial policy. You had a slide. So I've been working on critical minerals in the electric vehicles value chain, and you had a very nice slide with six stages, and you drew the line between what is viable for production on the continent of Africa and what is not, between precursors and cathodes. So I just wondered if you could explain why you found the line to be there, because really we can trade anything. We can trade raw ores, we can trade cars. Why are some things, why did you choose that? And my second question is to Dr. Barry, about the pension fund as an investor in mining. So it seems there's 300 new mines needed to provide the critical minerals that are needed, and the gap in finance for these mines are enormous. I did a piece of work with some of the colleagues at UNCTAD on this, and the sources of those finance of finance for those mines seem to be lacking. So my question is, what is it that made the Church of England Pension Fund go for mining, and is it unusual in that way, and could other pension funds do something similar? Thank you.